Yes, and at this time I'd like to call the children forward for our children's moment. It's good to see each and every one of you. Today I'm going to tell you a little story about myself when I was just a little bit older than you. And the lesson is going to be telling the truth about ourselves and feeling good about it. During recess, the teacher was out of the room. We were to remain in the room and to be quiet. And we were all doing that. Now, normally there was no chewing gum allowed in class. But a lot of us, while the teacher was out, we would put a little stick of chewing gum in our mouth and we would chew it while the teacher was out of class. And we did that, and the teacher really never knew about it. So on this particular day, I was chewing my gum. I love juicy fruit. Chewing my gum, and then I thought, she's going to be coming in. She's going to be coming in right now. And so I didn't know what to do. I just took the chewing gum. I didn't want to swallow it. I swallowed enough chewing gum. And so I thought, okay, the trash can's right over there. So I put my gum out, and I threw my gum over there. And and she walked in. And I went, whew, I got rid of the gum just in time. But I did not know this. When I threw my gum... it hit the top of the trash can and bounced in the teacher's seat. Okay? I did not know it. And then...
Okay, class, everybody, recess is over. Everybody turn around. Look at me. I'm here. I'm the teacher. Okay, is everybody ready to start class?
Yes.
Okay, everybody looks like they've done a good job. Let me sit down in my seat. Okay, there's gum in my seat. How did that get here? Remember, no chewing gum in class. How did that gum get here? Okay, I need whoever put gum on my seat to tell me who did it. Because if no one tells me who did it, there's going to be no recess for everyone. Does anyone That's have anything thought. To tell me? Does anyone have anything to tell me? How come everybody's pointing at Billy?
Teacher?
Yes. Yes, Billy.
It was my gum.
It was?
Yes. And I'm so sorry. It's partially the garbage can's fault.
And how is it the garbage can's fault?
Well, I threw it to go in the garbage can, and the garbage can knocked it up, and it landed in your seat. I didn't mean for it to go in your seat, but it is my chewing gum, and I did throw it. And I'm really, really, really sorry, teacher. Please forgive me. I did not mean at all for this to happen. I'm so sorry.
Billy, thank you for telling the truth. I really appreciate it. I accept your apology. It sounds like it was an accident, but remember the rules, no chewing gum in class. Now, everybody, you will get recess because Billy confessed to me what he had done.
Yay, we still get recess.
Yay,
okay.
Recess.
Now, I went home, and I also shared this with my parents because that's what I was supposed to do, is let my parents know. And my parents said, we're so glad that you told the truth and that you said that you were sorry. And then you know what my parents did? They said, listen, ask her if she'd like a new dress because we'll be glad to buy her a new dress since she sat on the chewing gum and it probably messed her dress up. So I went back to school and I talked with the teacher and I said, listen, once again, I'm so sorry that I did this, but I talked with my parents and they said they would love to buy you a new dress. And the teacher almost started crying. She was so touched by that. She said, no, that's not necessary. It came right out and my dress is okay and everything is fine. So the lesson today is from the Bible. From Psalm 32, it says, happy are those who tell about their wrongs. How can that be? If you've done something wrong and you tell about it, how can you be happy about it? We can be happy about it because God forgives us and we don't have to hide it from others. And we can feel good about ourselves because we tell the truth. And we learn a very, very important lesson. And that is that God loves us so much that He'll forgive us for anything. We just need to let Him know that we're sorry for it. So, please know that today is a very good day to learn this lesson for our lives. Let us pray. Gracious God, Your Word says that happy are those who share when they've done wrong because they know that they're right with You. And more than anything else, that's what we want. We want to have a good, right relationship with You. And when we tell the truth, even when it's something that we did wrong, we can be happy because that's what You want us to do and because You forgive us and You give us peace and we don't have to live in fear or hiding. We can be who You created us to be, and that is Your happy, happy, happy children, with or without chewing gum. Dear Heavenly Father, we know we can have a good day today because You love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming, and what do you think I should do with the chewing gum? Do you think I should just throw it over there?
No.
No, that's right. Because why? I learned a lesson. The best thing to do is... The best thing to do is make sure it goes in there. You may be seated.